scared you just a little bit there, didn't I? I just thought I'd play a little early Let's Go to the Beach by Sanford and the Sandys, 1963. That comes off the Beach Party Garpack Surf and Drag compilation. Put out by Ace Records, I think. Yeah. Anyway, my name is Clint. It's podcast numero 15. Woohoo! 15 big ones. Which was the title of a Beach Boys song back in the 70s. And anyway, going to start the show off with a band called The Deadlies. I played a song off their new CD, Meet the Deadlies. That's what's going on right now. And let's give one away. They sent me a couple promos, and so you can just tell me where they're from and send me an email to beachwood@san.rr.com. My name's Clint Beachwood. It's podcast number 15. All right, thanks, Dave. Dave Ronsky and Company. Slack Tone doing Longboard Legato from their Live in Berlin CD. It's called Rough Surf, Rough Mix, Live in Berlin. That was Slack Tone. Before that, we heard the Surfites from their Surfites and Company CD with Barrel Run. The Eliminators before that, Sonic Blue from their Room to Move CD, pretty new release. And the Deadlies, also a brand new release. And the song is either Tia Hupo'o or Tia Hupo'o. Those Polynesian names always get to me. I've been told that you pronounce every vowel, but I don't know if that's true or not. Anyway, from Meet the Deadlies, and if you can tell me just a little bit, like where they're from, I'll send you one of their CD. A couple cool covers on this CD, and one of my favorites on there is they do a cover of the Bananas theme song. And if you're old enough, like me, to have watched Saturday morning cartoons and television in, must have been the late 60s, early 70s, the Bananas had a show and they had a pretty cool theme song. And the Deadlies do a cover of it. It's incredible. I thought that was pretty cool when I heard that. All right, so yeah, I got a CD or two to give away. So I'll give one this week, maybe one next time. Maybe a time after that. I just don't like to get carried away with the giveaways, you know? From Buenos Aires, Argentina, we have Los Kahunas with a song called 6G15. This is podcast number 15. I am Clint, and these are Los Kahunas. Thank you.
That's one of my song, man.
CD's really hot. Can I borrow it?
No, no, my brother. This one's mine. You'll have to get your own Reventlo CD.
Thank you.
If you didn't catch that, the name of that song is Rendezvous, done by Surf Nation from their CD Music for Dangerous Activities, one of the more unique artwork CD covers in my collection, I think. you'll have to Google it if not. Music for Dangerous Activities by Surf Nation. I think they're from Minnesota or somewhere up in the cold region of the Midwest up that way. And who else did we hear from in that cute little set? The Reventlows doing Mountain Metal from their Palace of Sound CD. Martin Salia, who I think, if the Atlantics are still playing down in Australia, he's a part of them. Atlantics being an early 60s Australian instro band, Australia's version of The Shadows or The Ventures. That's Martin Salia, and we heard Return of the Surf Guitar. And Los Kahunas did 6G15 from their, should I say it in Spanish or English here? Let's go with the English version. Another reverberated encounter with Los Kahunas. Again from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Jeez, I can't speak today. But what's new with that? Huh? A little shout out here to our winner of last podcast CD giveaway. It was Johnny and the Shaman, Operation Twang. And if you didn't catch it, you kind of had to really listen to the whole thing. And it was, I pulled the old, you know, when you go to a movie and at the end of all the closing credits, there's a little blurb sort of like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off where the credits end, you know, they complete their, they finish rolling, the credits do. And then you have a shot of Ferris, you know, coming out of the bathroom with a towel wrapped around. He's saying, "What are you doing? The movie's over. Go home." I've always liked that. So I pulled that little stunt with the giveaway, and I gave away the last song that I played last week, the CD that it came from, Johnny and the Shaman, down there around Atlanta, Georgia, somewhere down south anyway. And they are closely related to Man or Astro Man. In fact, they put out a little split 7-inch piece of vinyl, probably in 1995, I think it was, called Two Blood-Soaked Space Horror Hits, one by Man or Astro Man, one by Johnny and the Shaman. Alrighty, so anyway, Don Rogers, OB Don, no longer of OB, but now of Ridgecrest, California. If you don't know where Ridgecrest is, think desert, I think the best way would be. It's out there by Death Valley somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, congratulations, Don. Don has always been a faithful listener of the show, going way back to the KCR days, many, many years ago. Don has been around a long time. Him and Eva, the lovely Eva, Ridgecrest Eva, who just doesn't quite get surf music, but we are working on her. Anyway, let's play some Pollo Del Mar here to start off set number 3 here on podcast number 15. Thank you. That's a band from Finland called The Silhouettes, and the song is called Falling Leaves. A couple little Western ditties before that, the Nematodes from their Five Guns West CD. We heard Border Run, and Martin Schmidt did El Gringo from his CD entitled The Incredible Strange Sounds of Mr. Smith. That's the name of it. And let's see, Pollo Del Mar in there with a couple from an early CD, The Ocean. What is the name of that CD? The Ocean is Not for Cowards. I should know that. I've had it forever. Great CD. We heard a couple little things there. The To Surf with Love, followed up with The Whammy. My name is Clint Beachwood. Again, if you'd like to be on a mailing list that will alert you when the podcasts come out, since I'm so sporadic with them, let me know. Send me an email. Send me a message somehow, a personal message on MySpace, on Surf Guitar 101. An email to clintbeachwood@yahoo.com, an email to beachwood@san.rr.com. Any of those methods should get in touch with me, and I'll put you on a mailing list that I send out to a few faithful listeners so they will know immediately when the podcast is up for your listening pleasure. Alrighty. Anything else I wanted to mention? No. Thanks again to the Deadlies for providing a couple CDs for promo purposes. I think I have two to give away. And they also sent me a Christmas CD, which I'll start playing here pretty soon as old Christmas time starts to roll around. And I have a couple Thanksgiving songs. They're really not, but they're somewhat food-related. And for those of you listening around the world, I'm sure you know that here in the United States, we celebrate how grateful we are for life, for blessings, for whatever it is that we have to be thankful for. Friends, you know, Leo Fender, surf music, by stuffing ourselves on Thanksgiving Day and then watching football all day. So that's how we do it here in the United States. But I had a couple songs that I wanted to play, and I've been looking for the CD, and I can't find it anywhere, so I will continue to search here as I play Chagrin de la Mer by the Tritones. That's a local band right here in San Diego called The Professors. From their CD Destination Moon, we heard Aim Low. And before that, The Silhouettes doing Falling Leaves. That comes from their Ocean of Sunken Dreams CD, which is pretty new. Came out just earlier this year. My name is Clint. This has been podcast number 15. Going to wrap a song up here. I'm sure you've heard it before if you're into instrumental surf music in the least. Anyway, as always, feel free to email me with comments, suggestions, if you want to be on the mailing list, you know, things of that nature. And once again, thank you all for listening, for making this podcast so enjoyable for me to put out. And it's great to promote this awesome music, this instrumental surf music that is so much fun to listen to and to see live. So if you have an opportunity to go see some bands, do it. I've really been lackadaisical in my effort to go see live bands up in LA or even here in San Diego. Haven't seen The Professors play out lately, but Secret Samurai plays out all the time, and I really need to get out a little more often. Anyway, I'm going to wrap things up here with this cute little song by Eddie Angel. It comes from his Guitar Party CD. The song is called Caveman. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving, whether it's a national holiday or not, wherever you are. It's always good to be thankful and express a little gratitude to those you appreciate, whether it be in your family or friends or in the music scene. Alrighty? So until next time, Eddie Angel, Caveman. Caveman!